who we want. And after we take Lex Luger and the Giant, we want the gold, sucker. Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga. For you, nigga. For you, nigga.
We take what we want. We the realest in the business. We want the gold, sucker.
Hulk Hogan,
we coming for you, nigga. We take what we want. We the realest in the business. We want the gold, sucker.
Hulk Hogan,
we coming for you, nigga. We take what we want. We the realest in the business. We want the gold, sucker.
Hulk Hogan,
we coming for you, nigga. We take what we want. We the realest in the business. We want the gold, sucker.
Hulk Hogan,
we coming for you, nigga. Coming for you.
They've been separated for a long time, but you know.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? I'm like, yo, is this what happens when you get too much money? Like, when you get too much money, you know, you don't got to worry about bills.
Yeah, but this isn't like if I had that amount of money, I'm not thinking of the ninth level of hell of shit to do like that. Like, I'm not thinking like, no, why?
I disagree.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, you got nothing else to worry about.
You start. It's an idle mind is with the
devil's playground. Yeah. Exactly.
You got to really worry about. Think about it. Like your regular day, you're like, okay, I need to budget this. Your mind is still like on not survive. Like I ain't saying like.
Yeah.
But you're like trying to figure out this. If you didn't have to worry about nothing,
right? You got enough money.
I'm talking literally like you know that you could just literally go out and I could do anything I want to do. Period. I don't have to worry about anything financially. You gonna get into some fuck shit.
Like it might not be that. No, but
it might.
I'm saying you might be like, hey man, where you at, man? Shit, I went to Montreal and shit, man. I was like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Yeah. Like, yeah, I went to motherfucking Zimbabwe.
Yeah, it's like, man, hey man, I'm jumping out of airplane right now.
Right, what's up?
Man, you know that I was with you. I wasn't in the pictures at a wedding in England. I wasn't there. And that baby that's just sitting in my lap in the picture, that's not me. That's a commercial. a print ad. I'm sorry.
I was doing some acting. I was doing some modeling.
I think it can be you. I'm not saying you're gonna be extreme like Vince.
Well, yeah. But
you'll get on fuck shit.
Yeah, man. When you get that, when you get like lifetimes amounts.
Well,
of
it just
like
well,
that.
It really pulls out more of you in whatever part of
exactly. Your- That's exactly, my point. Exactly, yeah, exactly, yeah, right, yeah. Right. So this shit must have been brewing.
Like, you know, y'all know I'm on the record and not fucking with Mr. Sean Puffy Combs. I've been like that since 1997.
Yep.
He was already a fuck dude. It's just that money and the power made it worse in general.
Right. Right.
It's already there. It's already there. Right. It just makes you... And he might have been a mechanic. It's a mechanic right now. It's like, damn, man, I would be doing that same shit.
Exactly.
If I had the money. That's why people be defending these
motherfuckers. I was about to say that. The loudest
like, if
people.
If I had that much money, I wouldn't want no bitches suing me.
Right. The loudest people. Hey, man, you can't just shut up and let him take these women out in peace.
At Price Chopper.
Right.
Price Chopper didn't exist. I didn't want to make somebody feel bad.
They in KC still. The Price Chopper still in KC.
I'm sorry for my kids, our Kansas City listeners. But you are a bagger at Price Chopper. Yeah. Nobody's putting a sexual harassment lawsuit on you.
And watch how I.
You're just going to jail.
Right, you're going straight to jail.
And watch how I connect the dots with this.
Uh-oh.
Watch how I connect the dots with this shit. Hey Ray, when we went to New York WrestleMania, who was the guest performer?
Oh, all right. Well, you know what? The guest
was it Mr. Take That, Take That?
It was Mr. Take That, Take That.
Literally.
There's a picture.
At this point, literally.
Literally, Mr. Take That, Take That.
Literally. Look, Take That, Take That. Literally.
Yes. There's a picture of him and Vince McMahon. I posted on the We Cover For You cast fans. Get on there on Facebook. And I put in the caption, no booty was safe. None. Zero.
I'm glad we didn't fight at WrestleMania after party.
Ooh, you right. Oh, no. We was looking. No, we was looking for it. We was trying to figure out, okay, man, where the after party at, man? Let's.
Y'all weren't invited to them.
No.
Oh, we don't want to be.
What do they call them? Freak-offs?
The freak. No. No, I ain't going on no freak-offs. I ain't going to no P. Diddy freak-offs. No. No.
The freak-off. The idea. I'm sorry. I don't mean
it. No.
We're talking about it.
Think about what if Vince McMahon was at one of the freak-offs. He's like, we're going to combine this together, bro.
You know what? I wonder what the over-under is in Vegas to find out if he actually was. And you know what?
One time. I ain't saying he's a multiple.
No. I think. But you know what?
WrestleMania weekend in New York.
The probability, I think, is up there. He went to one.
One freak-off.
I'm sure he did.
Oh, no. Nah. Yeah. 100%. 100%.
You telling me you do this all the time, Diddy?
Oh, damn, pal. This is amazing.
When was that WrestleMania that y'all went to?
That's when The Rock came back to fight Cena for the belt. Or the Cena fight. No, the second time. Oh, they fought twice. It was in New Jersey. It was at MetLife.
New Jersey, yeah.
That was that one. It was cold.
What year is that?
2013. Ooh. That was when we met Nash.
Ooh. Oh, we connected more dots.
Uh-oh.
What happened in 2013?
When did the Vince McMahon lawsuits start dropping?
I see what you said. No, this was like 2016.
Did he go to the freak-off?
No, this was 2016.
Like, oh, I can get away with this? If a black man can get away with this, what can I get away with?
Yo! I think we cracked the code.
Y'all feel me on this now. He saw a young black man doing this at one of the freak-offs.
He said, damn, pal. He said, well, I'll be damned.
A young black man is doing this? What can I do on my way there?
I sure as hell can get away from this.
It's not funny. I'm sorry.
I think we cracked the code. Like you said, P. Diddy is what's wrong with everything in society.
All roads lead back to him.
Gas prices $3.50. Ask Diddy. P. Diddy why.
Diddy.
I wrote a script in college for a movie where P. Diddy was the supervillain. That messed up hip-hop. And that was in 2003.
Oh, man. Now, it was 10 years early.
Right.
Way early.
Right.
Man.
This. Nothing. Moving on.
You going to jail.
Yeah.
Diddy going to jail, too.
Yeah.
Let's see what the Googles come on.
Yeah. Man. How do you feel about this... I've been to talk about this, not touch on. I can't say touch on something. Pause. That shit was crazy. Hey, that shit was mad wild, Joe. That shit was wild, bro. Touch on this was crazy. My bad. How do you feel this The Rock that we're seeing now? This version of The Rock. Is it corporate Rock? Is it old school Rock? Is it? To me, I think it's a hybrid of old school Rock and Hollywood Rock can together. What do you think?
I think this is a new, we got to call this something new. I call it Versace Rock.
Versace
Rock.
This motherfucking, this nigga, this, he's unhinged. Dog. He's saying whatever was on his mind.
Dog. The Rock. So first and foremost, when he came back in the Versace vest,
yeah,
I was like, dog, he went back. Like, I could imagine him flying to Miami.
Right.
And going back in the Versace show.
Right. Like,
it's time. I need the new
they
one.
Broke it up. They broke it out of a fucking safe.
They took him to a back room. And right. Was like, oh. Nah, man, this is Versace Rock, man.
Versace Rock.
He is... As a new member of the TKO board of directors,
yeah.
He is literally, like you're saying, doing whatever he want, saying whatever he want. He going on Instagram and having his daughter set up the camera. He's like, go ahead and make sure I'm a friend, baby. Okay, cool. And cutting 20-minute promos about how Cody Rhodes ain't shit, about fuck you. He said, off is in the direction you can fuck.
Right.
And I am going to say that for the rest of my life. That is amazing.
He's acting like a nigga who bought the rights of his stage name and owns it. Because it's what he did.
You know what he said? He was like, yo, there's nothing I can say to make me worse than Vince McMahon right now.
This is true. He's 100% right.
The Rock was in front of a crowd and he said, y'all are the biggest bunch of meth heads I have ever seen in my life. He cut a 20-minute promo
on network TV.
On Fox.
On Channel 2.
And then ended the promo was like, now why don't y'all just go home and smoke some more crack? Dog, what? Rock. Rock is living a dream that I've had at various points in my life. Definitely in my life from like 2004 to like 2010. Yeah. I would have given anything
to do what he's doing.
To be able to just go in front of a crowd of people and say the things that The Rock is saying.
Absolutely. Yes.
What do you think?
I would like to do that now. I'm not kidding.
You talking about if you had money.
If I had money.
See? If you have
vision. You see that Dark Side is already came out for
you? Dark Side of the Ring. Rated R. Rated R invited.
I'm not going to no, but this is that's dark, dark.
Rated R invited the city of St. Louis out just so he could get up in front of them and talk about that people that can't drive.
I'm gonna get shot. I ain't doing that shit.
But no, you're gonna have armored guard. You're gonna have a plate, a bulletproof plate glass surrounding you.
You motherfuckers can't drive. You're non-driving motherfucker. The left lane is for passing. Get your dumb ass. You know what? It's time for another one of these rated R rants. I'm sick of you. This has nothing to do with if you're a driver. Say if you drive for a living. You know, whatever you have to do to drive. The fucking left lane is not for your slow, high ass to stay on there and do 55 when the speed limit is 65. Get your punk ass out the way. Like, why are you in my move, bro? Get your ass out the way. Like, and you got about five motherfuckers who try to pass your ass. And you just sitting there driving slow. This shit, you don't understand how this, nigga, every Tuesday and Thursday, it's somebody on 70 in the left-hand lane. First of all, I-70 in St. Louis is, what's that movie that came out with the cars was shooting each other? Y'all remember Twisted Metal on PlayStation? Metal. That's I-70 in St. Louis.
Yep. Twisted Metal. Yep, you got Sweet Tooth and all these cats.
That's I-70 in St. Louis.
Twisted Metal. Yep.
Ain't nobody supposed to be driving slow on I-70, period. No. Especially in the left-hand lane.
You know what's
get
good
your
for
ass
you.
Out the way, man.
Dog, they really did just give up. Nah, nope. I go 40. I'll even go 44 if I'm feeling good and wrap all the way around 270.
I don't understand, man. Get your ass out the way, man. Get out the left-hand lane. I'm sorry. I had to. That's been bothering me for a little while.
Now imagine if he had $800 billion.
Oh, I really could have went off.
you could just hire an armored truck to come in and scoop that car up and take him away.
Ass out the way, man. Don't drive 50 in the left-hand lane. Get out the way. Go to the rest. What the right-hand lane is for? To be slow. I'm done. Shit. What are we talking about?
The Rock. We talk about Fosati Rock.
Yeah. I am a fan. I'm one of the many people who are on the internet saying that. And you might want to drop the link to the song here, but. I like the Hollywood Rock theme song.
Oh yeah,
and I'm hoping maybe my at Mania he gets a theme song change. Now his last this recent entrance that he just had,
that was dope. That was dope.
He made the song like work with the it's working. That entrance was crazy.
Yep. he just posted on Instagram and said final boss.
I dude. He's in the ring and he's overshadowing everyone in the ring. Like, it's not even close.
I was about to say
that. It's not even, like, I wish we had this version of Rock versus Cena.
I wish we had this one because this is somebody totally different than what we saw with Cena ate him up. You know, he did. But, man, this version of The Rock is final boss.
Yeah. Now, do you think on the same note of overshadowing people?
Yeah.
Do you think this hurts Roman?
I'm gonna say no. And the reason I say no is the fact that they kept this man champion for fucking 3 years.
Yeah.
And you've been to, what, 4 consecutive Manias? And have you said what you was going to do, and you did it. And they you got us through the COVID era, and you've been champion. I don't think this hurts Roman at all. I'm eager to see where they go with this. Yep. Like, they can't drop the ball on this story, and I don't think they will. Don't think, because this storyline is kind of like threaded within, what I like about it is threaded within other storylines inside of WWE, which is cool.
Yeah,
but I can't see them messing this up. I hope they, and the WWE's track record has not been the best storyline, but I can't see them messing this up. I don't think this overshadows Rock or Roman at all. He's still the tribal chief. He's the man. He's still the man. And until I want to see Cody lose. I want to see him lose. I want to see him lose. I want to see him lose, man.
This has been a hell of an arc for you.
It really has.
I just want to see him lose.
Do you have a thing with Cody? Like,
no, I have no beef.
The arc, because there's... No, I'm stopping.
Come on.
Daryl's coming on camera.
He's coming on camera.
No, rated R, there are things on Al Gore's broadband.
Oh, Al Gore's
broadband. That have shown you flip-flop on this Cody Rhodes
thing. I just want to see.
Multiple times. Multiple times.
You're right.
And
you're right.
Back out.
I
just want you to
know. No, you're right.
There is stuff on Al Gore's broadband that is going to show what I'm saying.
I was wrong about what I was saying about Cody Rhodes. No. I'm not doubling it. With the storyline, I just want to see him lose. I don't want to see him win yet. I'm not ready to see him win yet. I want to see, and the reason why is I want Roman to beat Hogan's record, because it's not going to be, no one's going to have a chance to beat this record, I don't think, again. I think this is it.
Yeah.
This is as close as they're going to get. I think Roman beats Hogan's record, and I think it's in September. I think that's
something like that. SummerSlam,
somewhere around there. Yeah. So, no, man, I don't want to see this broken yet, man. Yeah. That's the reason why.
Yeah,
because I want Hulk Hogan. I want all of Hulk Hogan's records to be defeated by anybody of a brown color in WWE. Okay, it ain't got nothing to do with you, Cody. It's just not time yet. Yeah. You know?
I think
2 years old. When is he?
Hey, I get Royal Rumble next year. That's fine.
right. So I think, you know, about with Rock and Roman.
All the people in the comments come.
I gave context. I want to see Roman beat Hogan's record. That's the only reason why. On Al Gore's broadband, I want Roman Reigns to beat Cody Rhodes again, so he can beat Hulk Hogan's record. It ain't got nothing against you, Cody. It really don't. I'm still a fan of you. You still look like a magician, but I'm a fan.
We should do like a side-by-side.
Oh.
I just don't think you that good.
But I did a recall. I was wrong. I said I was wrong.
And then going to the other one. Hey, y'all.
I was wrong. yeah, that's the clip.
Yeah.
But then also, here's the clip. Cody Crybabies, you ain't gonna believe what Rated R has to say about Cody now. That's the clip.
Oh, man.
But no, man. I think as far as like with Rock overshadowing Roman, I think, okay, I really, again, I don't be trusting WWE booking sometimes. I don't. I need Vince to fully be. I need him to be off the board. I need to give him all of his stock, and then I'll be fully back in. You know, because he's still the biggest stockholder in the company.
Yeah.
I need him to give all that, like, to sell all of it, right? So, I think what I want to happen, and what I think is they're going towards, is that Rock is purposely overshadowing Roman.
Okay.
And then being like, nah, man, I, you know, acknowledge my tribal chief. But then he's doing like the weird, like, you know, everybody's throwing up a one. He's throwing up this right here. He's throwing up a bullet club gold.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Bang, bang, scissor gang. Throwing
right.
that up.
Right.
But I think I want to believe there's something to that.
Yeah, it is.
Right? I want to believe that he's going to try something mm-hmm. that's going to make Roman lose. Roman's still going to win.
Right.
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 They're going to bring, eventually there will be a Rock versus Roman. Reigns. Probably a SummerSlam.
For the belt. Yeah.
For the belt.
Yeah.
Roman's still going to win.
Yeah.
And then Cody can win after that.
Yeah.
Honestly, you know, the Cody crybabies thing is hilarious. Shout out to Rock for coming up with that. But honestly, yo, for Cody fans, Rock and Roman was doing y'all a favor.
Yep.
Rock and Roman was doing y'all a favor. Cody would have fought for the World Heavyweight Championship. Yep. He would have been out of the way. Mm-hmm. But y'all cried for it. Mm-hmm. Y'all did all this. And now y'all got to see Cody lose again. Y'all got to see him lose again. I'm sorry. Like, it's y'all fault.
It is.
It's y'all fault.
Y'all motherfuckers can wait a week.
if y'all had just waited until Survivor Series.
A week.
It could have even been Survivor Series
right.
or Royal Rumble next year. Yeah. Cody would have won the belt.
They want to see him finish the story.
Y'all might even see Cody Rhodes main event WrestleMania 3 years in a row. And here's why. Because Cody, honestly, mm-hmm. is the biggest baby face in WWE.
He is. Absolutely.
The biggest one they've seen since Cena.
Yeah.
Since OG Cena when everybody liked him.
You're right.
He has the potential. I mean, Austin.
Yeah.
Cena. To actually main event three mm-hmm. times at a WrestleMania mm-hmm. and probably win.
Yeah.
He would have took this one off. I take it back. He would have won the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yep.
And because I really don't think CM Punk was really in the mix. They might have did a triple threat.
Forgot about that. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. If CM Punk didn't get hurt, they might have done a triple threat between the three of them for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Right.
Cody would have won.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Cody might have also united the belts. But y'all cried.
That's true too.
And now you don't get to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it is good to just sit back and watch. Now I agree. Again, I don't trust them. But sometimes it's good to just sit back and watch the show.
Yeah. Yeah. That sometimes sit your ass down and watch the damn show and let shit play out.
Let it play out.
Let it play out. Y'all sitting here crying, getting mad, going on your Instagram and your Facebook, YouTube, all this bullshit.
Hey, Rock,
and you got something to say. Oh, I want to see Cody. Why did the Rock come in? Because he's a board of directors. He's board of directors. Somebody know what I'm talking about when I say board of directors. He's coming on board and trying to make you take away from Cody. Shut your bitch ass up.
Nah, Rock killed me when he said, man, it's grown men in they basement talking about, man, it's Cody Rhodes. Their wife come down. Hey, babe, you want to have sex? Not now, Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes. I was crying. And that's what I was like. We got the real Rock back.
Yeah.
We got a real rock back.
Yeah, this is the real Rock back.
this is what he would have said in 1997 that standards and practices wouldn't have been
exactly,
on his head.
Exactly. No, man, just be patient. Like, even, like, dude, if he does, he's going to get crowned one day.
Exactly.
If it don't happen this year, give it another. This is just another year for y'all to get upset. What you gonna do? You gonna stop watching? You gonna stop watching? Hey, yo, punk ass. It's time for another one of these
Uh-oh.
Rated R rants. All y'all motherfuckers that got upset talking about some. Oh, what was something? There was something that happened that happened recently where fans was upset about something and they was gonna talk about they was gonna stop watching. No, I think it was because when The Rock came back and he gave it and then we thought we was gonna see The Rock and what
y'all gonna do? You gonna stop watching? You not gonna stop watching. Your punk ass ain't gonna stop watching. So why are you getting mad?
Yep.
You know, and then y'all be the same cats always upset about the dumbest shit. Y'all want to get mad about, The Rock is back. I'm on a protest and I'm not gonna watch. Your monkey ass was sitting there watching Raw. There was, dude, I remember it was that's what happened. It was the Raw that was here. And then there was a cat that was on Busted Open.
Yeah.
He said, man, I lived in Indiana, and I wanted to come all the way down from Indiana to find out what was going to happen with this Cody Rhodes thing because I'm upset, and I want to know what's going to happen. So here's the thing. Here's the thing. It's a business. If yo, first of all, I do a lot of driving with my job. If your ass coming from Indiana to St. Louis, you filling up. I don't know what you're driving. You know.
You
your ass either filling up twice or you at that Tesla charging station sitting there for 45 minutes charging that shit back
Come on,
up.
Dog. Man, you know they ain't got no Tesla.
Right. But my right.
You know he ain't got no
exactly.
Tesla.
But you done drove all the way from Indiana to St. Louis to come to Raw to find out what's going to happen with this Cody Rhodes thing because you're upset that The Rock came back in the storyline. What does that tell you? It tells you that the shit that they're doing, it's working because your ass came 800 miles to St. Louis to come to Raw. You paid for a ticket. You paid for a ticket to come to Monday Night Raw because you're upset right. that Cody Rhodes isn't going to get a chance to finish his story.
Right.
It's working.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other thing. So you drive all the way down from Indiana. You going first of all, you're going to fill up a bunch of times. Yeah. It's Indiana. It ain't Gary, of course.
Yeah. Just somewhere in it. It doesn't matter. It's more than 3 hours to get to Indiana. Right.
It's Fort Wayne. Yeah, let's say Fort Wayne. You're going to drive all the way down for Fort Wayne. Let me tell you something. You ain't about to have no front row seat. You ain't about to have no second row seat.
Hell
you
no.
You ain't about to be in the lower
Wait
bar.
A minute. Wait a minute.
You about to get a seat way up in the rafters.
Bro. And then you got to turn around and go back.
Not only that. But let's say you get there and they still went Rock versus Roman. What you finna do?
Nothing. You gonna watch. You gonna sit there. You gonna pay that $13 for that Bud Light. you gonna pay that extra $9.99 for that hot dog and or piece of popcorn, whatever the fuck. And you gonna sit there and watch it, and then you gonna go back.
You know, you like. I'm so mad. I'm about to go down to the ring, and you about to walk all the way down from the rafters. It's going to take you 20 minutes. The show going to be over by the time you get down to the floor. And then security is going to snatch you up in a full Nelson and throw you out the arena. Then you're going to be all beat up, bruised up. You're going to have to get back in your car and drive all the way back to Fort Wayne.
Let's keep it a buck, IWC. Let's keep this shit a buck. Let's say at your job that you and your cousin work at. You work at the job and your cousin work at the same job that you work at. And you just got on board to be on the board of directors where you can make decisions happen. And you want to on a come up to bring your cousin up where y'all can make a shit ton of money. Mm-hmm. You trying to tell me, IWC, that you ain't going to bring your cousin. You're not going to bring your cousin up with you and have an hey, bro, I got an opportunity for both of us to win presidential cut, and you ain't got to do shit. I'm just going to tell the bosses to get you on there to win, and you're going to win. Oh, and you're going to get 6 figures for this shit. Oh, for real? Yeah. You don't think you're not going to do that? You lying if you say ain't, bro.
They not about to do that. They about to let the little blonde-haired dude come in and say, it's my story to be the regional manager of this company. Because my daddy was the son of a plumber, and he came in here, and he worked every position in his company except regional manager. So I need to come in and be regional manager of this company and finish my story.
So, IWC, here's my remedy. And you're a hypocrite if you don't do it. If you were that upset about Cody Rhodes not getting, well, it's happening.
It's happening now.
But back then, if you were that upset about Cody Rhodes not finishing the story, why don't you just cancel your Peacock subscription? Your punk ass wasn't doing that because you want to watch. So shut up.
I want to watch The Office, and I want to watch.
Dude, stop. Y'all be contradicting yourself all the time. This cat drove from Indiana. That's two fill-ups both ways. Talking about, I want to see what's going to happen. You could have saw what was going to happen on TV.
Right. You ain't have to pay $9 for no hot dog.
Right. You said, I'm not going to Chicago. I'm going to St. Louis. Well, they breaking in the cars down. Yeah, that was another risk you took, too. They breaking in the cars downtown, bro.
So now you got to drive your car with your busted out window all the way. way back to Indiana. Fort Wayne.
That concludes my rated R rant. I'm sorry.
Well, so to switch gears here, this might start up another rated R rant.
Oh,
but
damn.
We saw a legend put a book in on his career in AEW. Sting.
Yeah, Sting.
The man
Sting.
They call Sting.
Oh, it won't. It won't. I think I had finally come to grips with what happened. He was trying to get home. I was trying to get home. It was just a miscommunication. That's all. I got in the way. Sting, I apologize.
Okay,
all
right, all right.
See, this is growth.
This is growth.
I'm going to accept accountability that I was in the way of your punk ass Lincoln Continental.
Your 2006 Lincoln Continental.
You was just trying to go home or the next town or whatever. That's cool. That's fine. This is growth. It's been over 12 years or something like that. It's been more than that. Yeah, this is growth. I'm okay with it, Sting. That's okay. I'm sorry. I was in your way. You know, it is what it is.
Shout out to Sting for putting the book in on his career, for having his last match. Sting, I know wrestlers say this all the time. Mm-hmm. They have one last match. I hope it is yours.
He's going to WWE next year. He's going to WWE next year.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing about that. I mean, he'd go and be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
He already in, though, isn't he?
I think he's already in.
He's already in.
You're right. As far as him wrestling in WWE, I don't think so. I think they're still on. So, because if you think about it, Triple H was still there. I don't think that was all a Vince thing. You know what I'm saying? Triple H actually got in the ring with him.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was I don't think you really go like that no more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's getting back in the ring as far as a wrestler.
Okay.
You know, whatever else. I mean, not manager, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe he does manager. So maybe he does something.
So the money was right for both parties. You don't think Sting and Undertaker would do it at WrestleMania?
No. I don't think. They might go to Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
I don't think the money will be right at WrestleMania for them.
Okay.
Saudi Arabia is a different.
That is true. That is true.
That's different.
They didn't had all kind of boxing events. I know it's Saudi Arabia. Yeah, they paying for it.
Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Dog, Nash told us that, you know, he was hurt that first time they went to Saudi Arabia. They offered him $250,000 for one match.
Wow.
And he was like, he had just had surgery. He was like, shit, I might have to go out there on crutches, man. Like, $250,000.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I don't think WrestleMania money gonna be that good.
Yeah, it might have to be the Saudi money.
It's gonna be Saudi, but that's Saudi money.
Yeah.
They
paying for a whole bunch of stuff over there.
Yeah.
You know.
Knockout. Do y'all know why they are though?
Let's get into that.
No, this is not like a.
Oh,
okay, I, okay, no, okay. No, I was no, like, no, can no, we no, talk no, about that?
This is not a Diddy Elliott. This is not a Diddy or Diddy and McMahon, because I want to put them together. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, we getting there.
The oil is running out in the Middle East period.
Okay.
The actual resource of oil is running out.
Right. Okay.
So now they're like, that's why they're trying to buy other stuff to have some other kind of income.
That's right. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
The oil is finite over there.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why everything's going on in Ukraine. I don't want to give geopolitical order too.
Sure. Yeah.
That's why the Ukraine situation is because they're fertile still with oil.
Okay. Yeah.
And Putin is like, let me get that, you know, and that's why you see them buying up all these different things, Live Golf, with all the soccer players.
They tried to buy WWE.
They know that, like, yo, okay, we've been trillionaires for a while,
right?
But we got 20 years left of this oil,
right? it's time to start putting investing.
Right.
Hassan is like, you want to buy a WWE, daddy? How much it costs? I don't know, 50? 50 mil? We can do that. We're tripping because we're going to be broke in 20 years.
Right.
Oh, maybe not in 20. That's a
I got you.
Coming in. Because they try to buy Manchester United. Like, I'm
talking
No, I'm talking, no, they are literally like, hey, I have all the money you would ever want. If you're willing to sell,
I'm buying.
Make some residual income.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to get so many freaking comments in this episode, man. It's
Bring it in. Let's do it.
I'm want to figure out how to put Diddy and your man in the same.
We getting there.
Well, no, I mean like a real report. I mean, I'm like, I need somebody to be like, yeah, they were hanging out at Prime.
If that happens, we have to make.
Okay, I'm private. Like, they're just hanging out having dinner.
Right.
That's all I need.
Right. Right.
Oh, that's all. Freak off. You said a freak off. You went to a freak off after that.
In a closed restaurant. Oh, okay.
Could you imagine if the news connected that? We would have to make an emergency episode immediately. Immediately.
We would.
I may bring Article McDowell down the race room just so we can.
Hey, man, yeah. We'll be down there.
Just give me a minute. Let me load up the car.
We have to drop what you're doing right now. Wait, we have to make an emergency episode. I'm say, right? I'm on my way.
Rodney, how long is it going to take you
to forget? He live over here, too.
I live over here, too.
You want to do it immediately?
Yeah, immediately. I will call and do PTO. We gotta get out here immediately.
We might have to go live.
Yeah, we might go live.
Oh, yeah, we'll go live for that. Diddy and McMahon. Your booty is safe. It ain't safe no more.
Not the Busted Rhyme album.
Hey, man. I think it's about that time.
It's about that time.
It ain't safe no more.
That's the name of the episode.
It ain't safe no more.
No, there's a picture of them hanging out together.
Yeah. But like, on some like, Diddy, I like a little brown sugar. Don't you got the girl, Trinity and, what's the other girl that left?
Mercedes. Mercedes.
Yeah.
Don't you have them? They don't like me.
I need some.
And I think they like younger white men.
I need some new ones. You know, Mercedes like them Asian dudes.
I'm sorry, y'all. We are gonna get destroyed. How many countries we get banned at this time?
All of them. Sri Lanka gone.
The clips that are high level won't go on the SOC to promote y'all part.
Right. Yeah. Bring it here. I'm gonna say yeah. We've done enough damage on SLSC.
I'm sitting out here with two more. And it's not from anything I've done. This years ago now, we fine. I'm off papers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The network's off papers.
We gotta take a charge.
It's only in the US. It's only in Sri Lanka. Sure, yeah. So yep. In India.
Yeah.
India.
We gotta take a charge. We got to.
Yeah.
It's about that time. Can you tell the people about?
Stop! Y'all were banned.
The Sunny Joint. The Sunny Joint did get banned.
Where did we get banned at? Sri Lanka.
In Sri Lanka.
It was like Sri Lanka or something like that.
I believe it is Sri Lanka.
Yep.
Why am I laughing? Because we got banned in the country. I mean, you know what? I'm gonna do my research about Sri Lanka. I want to know why.
I don't know.
We getting banned in Sri Lanka.
Because at first I thought it was a copyright thing.
Yeah. I thought so too, yeah.
No, we're banned. We don't like your content.
Damn. God damn.
Right.
For giving a strike.
We just don't like you.
You have a strike in our country. It didn't mess up your channel. It's a Sri Lanka said, you have a copyright strike in our country.
That's hilarious. We just don't like you.
Yeah, we just don't like you.
Shout out to Sri Lanka.
We found y'all set up a new drug spot. And then he's like, y'all think y'all's gonna move to that 2 Valley Flat?
You're like, nah. We found you. We found you. We found you. Hey, shout out to folks in Sri Lanka, man. Hope y'all get VPNs and check us out again.
You're gonna be able to listen to us
regular.
Oh man.
Radar. Tell them about the awards we give out on this here podcast.
So if you ain't been living under a rock, if you were in the realm of professional wrestling and you did something stupid in your life or that we hear about it, we gave you this award called the You Fucked Up, You Know Your Ass Is Doomed Award. Yeah, it's real simple. You just
you're in wrestling, you messed up. But we decide to regret. I don't want to fight this dude, man. I don't want, wait a minute. You showed me, I went on Google and then just typed in, John Jones Freedom. And we are living.
You didn't got to type it all.
Yeah, you put in John Jones.
Free. No, what's gonna be worse is if he goes back to jail ever. Yeah. If someone puts in John Jones Freedom for in general, like from him being out of jail.
We are literally the first thing that pops up, and we're see what I'm saying? Like you see that? You see that? I don't. We need to call it. It's called the You Fucked Up, You Know Your Ass Is Doomed Award. I'm not calling it John Jones.
John Jones' Freedom Award.
I don't want to call it no more. No, I'm not doing it anymore. No. It's over.
We need the SEO.
The SEO's already captured.
Yeah, it's already there. It is on Al Gore's broadband.
I am protesting. I'm the minority. They're going to make me.
I want to get monetized or not. And ride it out.
I redacted the John Jones' Freedom Memorial Award.
And we put a little straight cross.
The little mark, yes.
I am against it. I'm against it. I don't want no smoke from John Jones. I'm done. It's You Fucked Up, You Know Your Ass Is Doomed Award. Let them tell you about the award the other day.
Fast forward to 2020, bullshit year. Fucking sucked. Coronavirus. Kobe, bunch of motherfuckers dying. Yep. Fucked up. It's a fucked up year. Well, me and RBS here decide to request an award because some gentleman here lives in Albuquerque, New Mexico. in the news right now as we speak right now. He lived in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Show me the money.
He wasn't thinking about showing me the money at this particular day because for some reason in the middle of the day during a fucking global pandemic, he decides to get in his car and drive drunk when he's supposed to be at home. At home, people drinking. He's got drunk and got in the car.
Because he said he was bored.
He was bored.
Nigga, everybody was bored.
What are you talking about?
Everybody bored.
You know who we're talking about. We're talking about John Jones. UFC's John Jones. and we knew his track record. Everyone knew his track record at the time. So, he's been in with the law. He didn't want to be in the UFC. So, we just decided, like, okay, clearly this dude is doing something this egregious, which I'm going to touch on in just a second. He does something this egregious. Then he decides to get in the car, and he don't want his freedom. So, we decided to request the award from the You Fucked Up, You Know Your Ass Is Doomed Award to the John Jones Freedom Memorial Award, because John Jones didn't want his freedom.
Dude!
Hey, John, I'm gonna whoop y'all ass. And this is the thing, though. I really ain't been on camera for real. I'm gonna change my voice.
You was just on camera today.
Right. Yeah. But John Jones for the Memorial Award. And I'm gonna change my voice when I see him. Like, hey, yo, them niggas over there.
Oh, man.
Sorry, John. This ain't wasn't me.
Hey, John, have you ever Googled John Jones Freedom on your phone? Just to see what happens.
Oh man, the
thing is though, he might think y'all supporting him.
But we tell him we are supporting him. We tell him we're fans.
But then someone's gonna be like, "Did you click it, John?"
Like, did you click? Really click it?
By that time, we gone. I'm not gonna stick around that long.
Hold on, look. And you know, it's in Vegas, you can dip out.
Hey.
As soon as he be like, "Oh man, cool, man, thanks." I'll be like, "Yeah. It was right on.
I'm gone.
Both about your free.
I'm gone." John, did you really look at? I'm by that time. I'm already back at the hotel.
Right, I'm gone. I'm gone.
You ain't even going out to go get another drink. You going?
Nah, I'm gone.
I'm going home.
I'm at the Wind.
Just your luck, you'll be go to another bar.
Yep, and he there. Nope. The second award, if you do something just egregious in the realm of professional wrestling, you get the Cody Rhodes Neck Tattoo Award of Egregiousness because that neck tattoo is egregious.
It's egregious.
Yeah. Cody, you come on, man. What was you doing with the neck tattoo? And then, man, what's been a little while, man? What's other?
Yeah, the
Ungodden Award. Yeah, so Adrian Broner been in the news, man. I don't want no smoke from him either. He been in the news, too.
Don't worry about it.
No.
John Jones, you have to worry about it. John Jones at least have the financial abilities to be where you may want to be.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Adrian Broner is... No.
Well, if you're in a realm,
I'm gonna go back to the beginning. Remember when we said that somebody was working at
Price Chopper?
At Price Chopper, yeah. Price Chopper. Yeah. I got you. That makes sense. Okay.
I'm not saying that. Yeah. I mean, that is a pathway for him. So, like, if you see, like, if you look at your life and you see, like, you have four paths,
that's one. He got one. One of them is straight to Price Chopper. In case he going down that
other
one.
People, like, other people don't have Price Chopper on one of their paths.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So these are not, it's not like, I mean, all of us have our lowest points. His is looking real close.
Right, right.
To getting to Jiffy Lube Manager.
Well, if you're in the realm of, okay, so Broner decided to, he said he was going to fight Manny Pacquiao one Saturday, and he said, and I quote, and it's funny, he said, y'all motherfuckers think I'm crazy if I think I'm about to lose Manny Pacquiao, man. I'm about to beat his motherfucking ass on God and them, and I don't know who them is. Well, Broner, you didn't win the fight. You didn't. We saw the fight. Mm-hmm. You saw the fight. He didn't win the fight. So if you basically say you're in a real professional wrestler, you say you're going to do something, you don't do it, you get the on God and them award. And then what was that? It so, or was
well,
that
we had a brand new one.
Oh yes, we have a new award.
Brand new one.
I like to bring back up there was a Sunny Award that you all did, Chris, in the last show as well.
Oh, which one was the Sunny Award? I forgot about that one. Hold on, wait, you're right. Hold on, wait.
That was a new award.
Oh
then.
No, we gave
no,
we had
no
stop. Won't stop.
That was the one he get into. Yeah, that was the one he get into.
Can't stop, won't stop award. Vince McMahon.
The there you go.
Vince McMahon is it? Yep. I'm gonna christen that one. Yep.
Exactly.
To give y'all another week or two to get for the next time. Can't stop, won't stop.
Exactly.
Award. Somebody gonna do something in between then.
No. Yes.
So, 100%. But right now is Vince McMahon is the can't stop, won't stop award.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. That's, well, 100%. That's who I had for the can't stop, won't stop award. 100% was Vince McMahon because, I mean, we had already got into it.
Yeah.
Because of him and Diddy allegedly, possibly having a freak off at WrestleMania. Freak off. Allegedly.
Come on. See, Vince really started getting ill until after that WrestleMania.
You're right. The case started in 2016. That was 2013.
He's been freak off since Jesus.
We are getting
at least it's Christopher Williams. I'm sorry.
Where can they find you at? I'm done. You know what? Y'all can't find me.
Don't make me.
Go off. The show just need to just go off right here. Just go off. Just turn the show off. Just go off.
But for the John Jones Freedom Memorial Award.
Damn.
We have this week.
I ain't say it.
We have Teddy Hart.
What the fuck he do?
Teddy Hart for, well, let me just read this news story.
Oh, no. Here we go.
More than 2 weeks after he skipped out on a court date, Calgary-born wrestler Teddy Hart is still avoiding a police headlock. The grandson of pro wrestling legend Stu Hart was set to appear in court for early resolution of a case that dates back to July 2023 when he was pulled over by police in Titusville, Florida, with about 65 kilometers east of Orlando. This is the Canada article. So
right.
According to the Brevard County Court of Records.
Pause. Breaking news on when we get to the Adrian Broner.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no!
This is how the press is.
Uh-oh.
Literally,
we got breaking news.
No, this is 16 hours ago, but keep going.
Okay, on
Adrian Broner's IG.
Oh, no. Okay, see?
Finish that award. I just want whoever gets that award, we need to re-get his award.
We might. All right, so a bench warrant that allows for the arrest was issued earlier that month, and his $2,000 bond was revoked. The day Hart was supposed to appear in court to answer the charges of possession of a controlled substance without a prescription and possession of MDMA, both third-degree felonies in Florida. The officer detected that he had an overbearing aroma of burned cannabis and found an unsealed medical marijuana container in the car, which also had a female passenger. Also stated that he found a Ziploc bag containing a blue powder and a fanny pack, along with Hart's Canadian and U.S. passports.
Blue powder. Crystal meth?
The blue powder was later field tested and presumptive positive for MDMA, stated the officer, adding red pills and powder stored in an eyeglass case, also tested positive for a drug, also known as ecstasy.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Teddy Hart is still on the run from the police. Right now, the article that I read you was from February 2nd.
It is March the
7th. It is March 13th. He is still on the run from the police.
Wow. Wow.
Teddy Hart. And my question to you, how much more you want to bet that he going to show up at WrestleMania with that little dog? He going to be at Wale Mania petting that little dog.
He better not show up to it with that little dog, man. He better stay on the run, man. I remember that's what that was with that dog.
Yeah, that was Teddy Hart. That dog.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, man. Don't show up to Wale Mania. Stay home.
He gonna be at Wale Mania. Watch. They gonna get the police gonna catch him and they gonna be like, we found him at Wale Mania.
Damn, Teddy Hart. Come on, man. Do better.
But hot off the presses, on God Name Award, who we got?
So this is the great Adrian Broner has now went after randomly, and I don't know if it's random. This is just one of the newest posts on his page. You all know Alicia Baumgartner. She is the middle welterweight women's champion.
Yeah.
But she's fine too.
Okay.
She's like fine. Like,
okay.
Like she Layla Ali type fine.
Okay.
So you know. That's what I'm saying. It all looks like it's some hating. If you're talking about, he says, hey, Alicia Baumgartner, baby girl, if you're looking for a trainer to take your game to the next level, there's a plenty of world-class trainers you could work with. But this nigga Bill Haney ain't good for nothing. Tagged him. Both of them are tagging this.
Oh,
right.
Ain't good for nothing. But putting you out on a host roll to sell some booty hole. Fuck, bruh. Get away from him. You don't know shit about training a fighter. He don't even train his own son. This is David Haney.
Yeah, this thing is, they've been beefing for a minute.
They've been beefing for a minute.
But why is that on Al Gore's...
Al Gore's broadband.
Why is it on Al Gore's broadband?
Dog. And that is on God Damn.
It is.
Because he's like, look, I can train you or somebody else can train you.
Well, okay.
Now, keep in mind, if he's talking about the booty on all host show, now, we know Adrian Broner would be, everything he said right there, I would expect Adrian Broner to be doing.
Right.
He's exactly. Like projecting things that he would have,
exactly.
If I was him, that's what I would be
exactly.
Doing.
Exactly. If Adrian Broner had $5 billion.
Yes. Here we go.
We already know.
We see Back to the Future too. Well, I mean, we're living it now.
We are living
but,
it right
but,
now.
But a black version of that.
Black to the Future.
Damn. Yep.
Well. Yeah, him and
you trying to give him props too, man.
I'm not trying to give him props. I don't want to deal with this motherfucker.
Now y'all getting too high profile. Now you trying to stunt.
I'm not trying to stunt. I would just name it a war.
No, stay in the pocket.
No,
we
man.
Made it this far with the talking shit.
No, man, do. I'm trying to turn over a new life.
Y'all built your brand up on this.
No,
you gonna see a new clip. You gonna see a different. Where they are the greatest hits. Of John Jones. I was gonna go through all the videos and just go put him into the AI and be
man.
Like, when did Rated R say anything about John Jones?
Oh. It's gonna be a super cut.
It's gonna take me like 45 hours. But it's gonna be well worth the 10 cut. Minutes. The well worth the 10 minutes that it will be.
The Rated R John Jones super cut.
Oh man.
And then I didn't take it to another level. Start making TikTok videos and tagging John Jones. So you better stay with us.
Sound like a fucking cult.
Now we know what happened. If Daryl
got $5 billion. There you go. There it is.
Rated R, man. Where can they find you at?
Oh, shit. You can't find me at one of the freaky, what do you call them parties?
The freak offs.
The freak offs. But you can find me on social media at @TET_R. Hey, man, we can't find you, man.
Hey, man, I'm RVS.
I'm thinking of like clip titles. What do Diddy?
Oh, no.
Mr. Man had a comment.
Yo.
You ain't gonna believe what Diddy and Vince McMahon got in common.
And that picture with them, I already found one on Google. I sent to myself. Already done.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm RVS. You can find me at Franchise06. FRANCHICE06. Man, follow us. We coming for you, Cass. We are at WCFY Cass. All social media. We coming for you, Wrestling Cast fans on Facebook.
Down, I'll put you in a picture with them too.
Hey, you ain't put me on the motherfucking picture. No,
not on the Summer Jam screen.
Hey, I put an AI picture with me. Because I have this whole campaign I'm gonna start soon where I used to date Megan Good. I'm gonna try to my Wikipedia page. Make it verifiable, right? Because your Wikipedia page has to have a link to somewhere else to finish verify. So I've already been trying to work on something, and it made it look like I was really with it though. My whole point is that I can put
you got the power to put
put you with them.
Fuck, that's fucked up, y'all.
And then have John Jones walking by.
Damn.
Come on. This AI shit is some bullshit. This some bullshit. It is, and I sell it.
Yep. Hey, man. No booty was safe. It ain't safe no more. We out of here. Peace.
Hulk Hogan, we coming for you, nigga.